Mr. High Commissioner, Mr. President, as we meet here today, we are faced with the challenge of finding answers to a humanitarian crisis of immense proportions. Last year, the number of refugees and internally displaced people reached the sad record of 60 million people, the highest number since World War II. This number shall continue to grow, we fear, as new and older crises force the displacement of thousands more. We cannot remain indifferent to the suffering of those who try in despair to reach safety in other countries and continents, and in so doing risk their very lives. As noted by our President Dilma Rousseff in her opening statement to the session of the UN General Assembly, the profound sense of indignation caused by the images that we see every day must translate into acts of clear-cut solidarity in a world where goods, capital, data, and ideas flow freely. It is absurd to hold back the free flow of people. We cannot ignore that the main causes for this dire phenomenon include civil wars whose origins or escalations in many cases can be traced back to several mistakes made by military interventions or by our ineptitude to promote authentic political dialogue and foster sustainable solutions to internal conflicts. As a result, entire families have been destroyed by war, poverty, and lack of perspective. Brazil should like to support efforts to pursue comprehensive answers to the primary causes of mass forced displacements. At the same time, we cannot call for a fight against the root causes of problems and refrain from offering protection to all those who face such dire consequences. Under the leadership of High Commissioner Antonio Guterres, UNHCR has been performing a crucial role in addressing this enormous challenge, assisting millions of people in need, despite difficulties to obtain the resources needed to cope with growing demands. Brazil also welcomes the efforts undertaken by Syrian neighboring countries. They have received more than 4 million refugees. We also see with good eyes recent measures adopted by the European Union regarding the reception of refugees by its member states. Let us hope that this engagement be continued and reach the magnitude required to adequately deal with the crisis we face. As the host country of the Cartagena Plus 30 Ministerial Conference, which took place in Brasilia last December, our country is resolutely engaged in the implementation of an action plan, the Brazil Action Plan, which includes the eradication of statelessness until 2024. It is my satisfaction to announce that in the last World Humanitarian Day, Brazil fully adopted the Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. Brazil is now fully bound by the two international tools intended to prevent and eradicate statelessness. To the extent possible, Brazil has been working to take in people displaced by persecution and conflict. In 2013, a program was established to provide humanitarian visas for those affected by the Syrian conflict. Notwithstanding the geographical distance, 8,000 people have already been granted visas and now have the opportunity to rebuild their lives in our country. This open-door policy was recently extended for another 2 years, and we will continue to look for ways to improve its implementations and results. It is possible to do more, and we must do more. Brazil has a long tradition of solidarity with migrants and refugees. We are proud of having received, throughout our history, flows of people from all around the world. More recently, due to a humanitarian policy implemented in the aftermath of the 2010 earthquake, Brazil welcomed nearly 65,000 Haitians. All this influx of refugees and migrants has another history behind it. Their successful integration into the Brazilian society at all levels and a huge contribution that they make to our country's development. The contribution of those migrants and refugees in their contributions to the countries that they that welcome them, however, seems to be absent from the prevailing narratives on the current crisis. We are dismayed to observe that intolerance and xenophobia still present themselves in many parts of the world. Taking in migrants and refugees is often treated as a cumbersome strain or even a direct risk to the security of host countries. This is an unacceptable path. Struggling against it is an imperative task for the leaders of our time. The image of young Syrian Aylan is the most sad and dramatic expression of a reality to which UNHCR has long been alerting the international community, and which affects not only Syrians but refugees from many other nationalities as well. In these difficult times, we must once again appeal to our humanity against a backdrop of pain and despair, and cherish our most important values. We must do more. We must turn back the discourse of hate based on racism and the rejection of foreigners. We must remember above all, Mr. High Commissioner, Mr. President, that we are all migrants. Thank you.